Welcome back to another episode of Hiring Advantage. I'm Chrissy, and I'm so excited to talk to you about a few things. So this week I have launched a new freebie, and it is a mini course packed full of so much value. So this mini course is called the Ultimate Pre-Hiring Checklist. And essentially it's a checklist, but it's also a mini course that breaks down the steps for you of all the steps that you need to do before you go out to market to hire your perfect person. So what I've observed with my clients and with small business owners, it's getting over the initial hurdle of what to do to make sure you're ready, to make sure that you're prepared, that you're financially ready, that you're safe before you hire your person. And it can become a bit of a blocker. And then what I see people do is, you know, rather than making long-term plans for their business and being strategic in terms of how they hire, they quite often would go to Upwork and hire a subcontractor, which is fine. But they spend a lot of time investing in that person who then maybe is not available for them the next time they work and ghosts them, right? Or they go through subcontractors that are not right for their business. There's a real misconception that it is really overwhelming to hire employees. I understand as a small business, it's very nerve-wracking to be bringing on full-time permanent staff. However, you can hire casuals at any point in your business, and you can hire casuals as sole traders. And casuals are the cost to your business is their base rate plus super. So if you're hiring people and you're hiring subcontractors and you're hiring people to do specific tasks, in Australia, there is no reason that you can't be hiring casuals. There's a common misconception that it's much more challenging than it is. So I really wanted to make sure that there are strategies in place for women in business to really expand and build those empires, if that's the goal. In your long-term strategy, and we talk about strategy a lot, you see yourself as a leader with a team behind you. You need to be building long-term sustainable teams. And my recommendation is that you are looking at employees. Yes, there is going to be absolutely a certain amount of outsourcing as you grow your business. But at some point, when your outsourcing costs are through the roof and you're seeing the same tasks being done over and over again and there's processes in place, that's when we can start bringing employees into our business. And we have control. We have more control over that work that's done, and it's under our business. Having subcontractors engage with your clients, they're not your employees. They're not a member of your staff. You shouldn't really be managing those people, and you lose a certain amount of control. At some point, as we grow in our business, we will want to hire employees. And what this free mini course is here to do is to take that overwhelm, so you know what you need to do step by step before you go out to hire your casual employees or your permanent employees in Australia. So this mini course, which the link is attached in the show notes, is broken down into three sections. So there's three parts of pre-hiring, or I've grouped the tasks that you need to do into three sections, and they are strategy, money, and time. I want this checklist to be as simple as possible for you, and you can work your way through it. And just remember, there's a checklist that you can check off, because who doesn't love a checklist? But there's also a mini course which walks you through in much more detail than I'm able to do on this podcast all the steps that you need to make to hire successfully and safely and cost effectively, right? And this is setting you up. This is not going through all the nuts and bolts of the hiring. This is everything up until the point you're going to write an advert and go out to market. So if we start with strategy, I recommend that every business owner has a long-term hiring strategy. It is so important to know where we want to go with our business and what we want the end picture to look like. And that includes your role. That includes your role as a business owner, because we need to be working towards having jobs that we really, really like. Otherwise, what are we doing? What is the point, right? We started businesses there was a specific reason you started a business. It was because you were passionate about your service or your product, but also for financial freedom or for time freedom. So we need to make sure when we're building teams, it's pushing you into your dream job. With your long-term strategy and your long-term hiring strategy, we need to think about what sort of business are we working towards? So are we working towards an agency model, for example? So lots of examples of this are your technology businesses, your social media managers, Your brand agencies, often they start off as one individual, but there are clear differentiations in services where you can build teams to service those functions. So within social media management, for example, you've got graphics, you've got copywriting, you've got the marketing side of it. There are specific skill sets and specific roles that you can hire, or you can just hire more social media managers. It's a very scalable model. But it is worth having a vision as to what that could look like and how big you want it to be. And you're not signing your life away, you're not committing to that, but you do need to think about it. So the first step in your strategy is reviewing your long-term strategy. So I've talked about it a little bit, but what is the strategy? What is the vision for your business? And what is the vision and goal for your role? The second thing in the strategy section is decide on a per role strategy. So again, I go into this in really extensive detail with my clients, but what does it look like for you to hire that role? So what's the time commitment behind that? Where do you advertise? Are you doing paid advertising? Are you using social media to accompany your job post on your job boards? You need to plan out a strategy and you need to allow a budget and certain amount of time for that. That crosses over into the other sections of the pre-hiring checklist. You need to plan out a strategy and there is absolutely support for you. It's all over my Instagram. Feel free to take a look. You will need to write a job description. Now, I see a lot of people go straight to adverts, writing an advert and posting an advert on the job board, and it can leave them a little bit unraveled because a job description has got all your points, all your detail, and your job advert is purely there to A, make people aware of your job vacancy, and B, sell them the role so they apply for it. It's not got the level of detail. A job description is for the applicant, but it is for you for life because you're designing a role or you're reviewing a role that is going to be in your business for long term. So that level of detail in there is important. It will keep you on track and it's paving the way for you to have a really robust process. Three main points that I covered there: reviewing your long-term hiring strategy, deciding on a per role strategy, and then writing a job description. The next one is money. Now, money is anything to do with your financial planning, your forecasting, and then obviously budget, that sort of thing. Now, before I go into this, just want to preface it. I am not an accountant or a bookkeeper. I have hired within my business and I have hired within corporate for many, many years. My biggest piece of advice when it comes to money is if you are at the point where you are hiring casuals or permanent employees into your business, you need to have a relationship with an accountant or a bookkeeper and you'll know what's right for your business. So accountants and bookkeepers look quite different. Accountants are helping you with your finance strategy over a longer period of time. They're helping you with tax returns. They're helping you to save and manage your money effectively. Bookkeepers are there to manage the transactional finances within your business. So they'll do things like payroll, obviously very important when you've got a team, and they will pay your invoices and they will be able to pull reporting for you on in a sort of everyday business transactional sense. Both are really valuable. I am really lucky in that I work with an agency who support me for administration. There is an amazing virtual administrator, amazing VA, Amy, who supports me on the daily. Her business partner is also an accountant and bookkeeper. So I'm sorted in that respect and I check in with them and they support me. Absolute angels. Happy to have a chat with anyone and refer them on if you want to slide into my DMs. Incredible. But you need to speak to your accountant to let them know that you're going to hire. And that's a part of your strategy and your finance strategy with your accountant. But you also need to get the bookkeeping element of your business set up. So there's a load of steps that I'm going to talk you through. But essentially, if you are speaking to an accountant or a bookkeeper and you have them on side, that is going to take the lion's share of the work away from you. The bookkeeper and bookkeeper slash accountant can help you with is they can ensure that you have the appropriate systems to manage things like payroll, to manage your BAS, they will be able to support you in getting workers' compensation on board, I mean, whether that's appropriate. They will also be able to help you with single touch payroll. There's a whole pyramid of things that they can help you with. And they'll be able to advise you on how much super you need to put away, all of the things. So highly, highly recommend that you have that conversation because you are at that level of your business where it's not just you anymore. You're stepping up and you've got regular expenses going out to employees and you need to be able to pay them. And you need to be able to honor your tax commitments. The rest of your finances is, so your rate or your salary. So you need to have a level of confidence that you are, one, meeting the minimum requirements for rates or salary. That is a trip to Fair Work to understand the award in your industry. Make sure you're hitting your minimum requirements, and also in regards to the type of engagement you're bringing them on. So are you bringing them on as a casual employee? Are you bringing them on as a permanent employee? This is all broken down for you in great detail with very clear directions in the checklist. But we need to make sure that we're paying people as a minimum to award. And one of the other points that I make on the checklist is we need to be making sure that we are paying our staff competitive rates. So you're going to do a level of research. We need to make sure that we are paying fairly and in line with the market. Nobody wants to feel like they're being lowballed. Look, no one's expecting you to pay top dollar like a Google or a bank, because that's not where you're at. But you don't want to be paying, if the award is way lower than the average rate or salary people are being paid for that skill set, it's not going to fly on your adverts and it's not going to attract people. So you need to be across what is a competitive rate. And you need to decide on how much money you want to spend on advertising. You would need to check the standard on each website, but I can give you a ballpark. So Seek adverts are typically in the region of $300 to $450 for a standard advert. Indeed is the second job board in Australia. You can advertise on there for around $5 a day and upwards. And then LinkedIn, again, it's about $8 a day. In terms of deciding which job board to advertise on, it really depends on your need and where you want there to be eyes on. And remember, you can supplement your job board posting with social media posts. So posting on your Instagram, posting on Facebook. But as I talk about on the podcast frequently, I highly recommend that you have a strategy where you channel all of your advertisements to one place. That is going to be a job board, or it's going to be a work with us section on your website. So the next and last bucket of checklists, and there's just three on this, is time. So I always talk about money and time on the Hiring Advantage podcast. And I have a blog post that I highly, highly recommend you read. That's all about time and money and how you can save time and money in recruitment. With time, you need to block out time in advance and you need to put time aside for the fact that you're going to be recruiting. So in terms of time, it's two things. It's how long is it going to take you to hire a role? So, and I'm talking about pulling your calendar up and saying, okay, I'm going to start this recruitment at the beginning of October and I need to have hired someone by November. How long is it going to take you? How long is it going to take you to do all the research and all the preparation in this checklist and write your job description? And then you're going to put up an advert. How long is your advert going to take? How long is it going to take to interview people? And how long is it going to take you to offer? And then just bear in mind, there could be a bit of additional time after you make the offer if they're in a job and they've got a hand in notice. So you need to think about the length of time it's going to take to hire someone across a calendar. You also need to think the amount of time it's going to cost in terms of your hours. And this is where time blocking and planning in your diary is really, really important. So I block off my time from the point that I put up an advert. And I run a 14-day hiring process for my clients. I book out time on half an hour on day 3. I book out an hour and a half on day 7. I book out another hour and a half on day 14. That is typically enough for me to review all my applications and screen. I'm very experienced. I've been doing it for a very long time. You will also need to block out time for interviews. So if you block out time and the applicants can't make that time, well, at least you've got time aside to shuffle other things into. That's what I recommend. So if you work off having your advert up for 7 days or 14 days or whatever's going to work for you, make sure that you block in the time to review the applications and that you also have time blocked to do your interviews and plan a hiring timeline. So and the next thing is, and this really goes hand in hand with the job description. And as I said, I've had to bucket them into like money, strategy and time. Otherwise, I want to make it really, really straightforward for you. But you need to decide on the hours or standard hours that person's going to work or the level of flexibility or how many hours they're going to do a week. And you need to work out how their hours are going to work and then how you're going to manage them. So in a nutshell, there we have it. So we have your three different areas for pre-hiring. This course is really, really comprehensive and it also tells you where you need to go for each step. So you should be able to systematically work through it and you will be able to make decisions on your hiring, on your budgets, on your finances. You'll be very confident to create a job description. I go into quite a bit of detail of how you write a really good job description. And you should be at the point where you can go and post up an advert on a job board. So highly, highly recommend you watch it if you are thinking of hiring, or even if you're thinking of hiring in the future, you can start to make a plan about when this is going to be the right time for you. And we go into some really exciting strategy on this as well that is going to get you pumped up for your future goals for your business. Details for the free mini course are in the show notes. If you love this episode, please, please tell a friend or share on your Instagram story with your biggest takeaways. I'm so excited to hear what you think about the freebie, the ultimate hiring checklist, because I know you're going to get so much value out of it. And look, 9 out of 10 of you are going to be hiring team members at some point in the future. So watch it, know what's in store for you. And then when you're ready, you've got all the tools to get going. I feel really confident that you're doing it the right way. Absolutely love chatting to you. Any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, or there is a lot more going on LinkedIn. So I've been doing some blog writing, which should be super exciting for you. Take care. Have a good one.